Welcome to the show.
Blog Talk Radio.
So glad you're here.
It's like you're looking through a telescope. You see where you're gonna be. Growing, getting better. You're not the person they see. Can't be mad at the things you've been through, cause they built your muscle. Now you're stronger than you've ever been. They can't stop your hurting.
Madeline Bassett, and welcome to the show. So glad you took the time out to join us. It is Happy Monday to you all. And just like the song says, go get your blessing. Go get yours. We know what we want. We express what we want. We talk about what we want. But are we willing to work for what we want? It is so much going on in the world today, and I'm just grateful that I'm in a place where I can be excited about my next. I can be excited about what's to come. No matter what it is. And so as the song said earlier, be thankful. Be thankful for anything that comes. I'm thankful for the blessings that God gives me. I'm thankful for the hard times. I'm thankful for the trials, because then that builds my faith. It strengthens me. So today on Empowering Your Mind, we're going to keep it real daily. We create greater lifestyles by changing our status and raising our standards. And so today we're going to talk about, again, just some things that we try to go back and prepare us for a lot of things. But we'll get comfortable, or we'll get frustrated. We hit a wall. You may even feel like, okay, I'm burnt out. I don't really want to. I don't have the time. I'm just exhausted. Parents, single parents, kids, students, going back to school, whatever the case may be. Today is the first day of school here in Texas. I don't know about anywhere else here in Palestine, but today was the first day of school for elementary and high school. And, of course, college starts on next Monday. You know, parents have taken their older kids who started school or going back to taking them back to college and been up and down the highway this weekend, or maybe even right there where you are. But you've been packing and running and going and school's applying and, you know, just making sure everyone has everything that they need for school. You are preparing them. You're prepping them for success. You're prepping them for the things that they're needing and wanting in this next phase of their life. And so this is what we're going to talk about today, is just prepare for your success. What is it that you want? Prepare for it. We want you to be able to listen to the playback. Now, the playbacks don't last long. But if you would like to get a copy, of course, you can listen to it again online. It's www.blogtalkradio.com/empoweringyourmind. Empowering Your Mind. Okay, and that's the name of the show today. Of course, on Wednesdays and Saturdays, if you want to hear those episodes, then, of course, it's still blogtalkradio.com/SoulRealWithMadeline. But those are the two shows that I bring to you every week, 3 days a week, same time, which is 5:30 Central, 6:30 Eastern, and Mountain is 3:30. So we want to make sure everybody gets the little time zones in. But moving forward, we don't have a whole lot of time, but like I said, I'm going to try to keep you only 15 minutes today. Got a lot on my own that I have to do. But those of you who are listening on the conference call, thank you for joining us. I appreciate you as well. I'm trying to remember to pop in and out of the portal. I'm a one-woman show, so I want to make sure I get everybody an opportunity to share or ask a question and to comment. But moving forward, how often are you distracted at your workplace? Your job, you know, no matter where you work, even if you work from home, this is also very, very important. How often do you allow things around you to distract you? A lot of people feel because the person works from home that they have time. They have time to do this, do that for them, and that they don't actually work. But ladies and gentlemen, I am here to tell you that is so not true. If you're committed and dedicated to anything, whether you work from home, an entrepreneur, whether you even have a job working from home, some doctors and nurses are transcriptionists. There are all kinds of medical billing. There are all types of jobs that, you know, it can work from home, but there is a time schedule they expect you to be on. You know, when you say this is your schedule, this is your schedule. There is a deadline for those documents, and transcriptionists for lawyers and doctors and courtroom, and there's all types of people, court reporters. There's a deadline so that these individuals can get their documentations in and out as appropriately and efficiently. So you want to make sure that you're not distracted. But when you're at home, and this is what I want to speak with most with the entrepreneurs, even on your job, but mainly to you guys who work from at home or you have your own timing, it's good to have that free time, but distractions can happen easily. And the questions that I want you to ask yourself, and you can almost laugh at yourself because you got, yeah, I do that one. But most of us are distracted several times throughout the day and multiple times, dozens of times, every single day. So emergencies, you know, you're looking to open up your emails, your social media, your phone, personal phone calls, you know, it's not work-related, business-related. You're just on the phone, your girlfriend call, your homegirl call, your boyfriend call, your homeboy calls, you know, just your family. You know, just something that's going to distract you as far as the phone. Of course, your internet, you're on and you're clicking over and this and looking at that and popping your emails open just to see what's happening. Your coworker walked by your desk, or somebody stopped by your house, or you want to talk, you know, chit chat here and there, or you just instant messaging, you know, from Facebook. You know, everything's put on our phones and tablets these days. So there are many, many distractions, and most of the time it's with a device. It's most of the time a person connecting to you, whether it's good or bad or indifferent or, you know, happy, sad, whatever the case may be, it is a distraction. And so these are some tools that I feel like will be helpful for you to get through your day and working. Always, always, always organize your space. Organize your desk so that you don't have distractions. Some of you may have your sticky notes, you know, for your to-do list, and you put it aside, and you got a pile of paper on top of it, or some things that you've just thrown. And so as you're going through that stack, then you hit your to-do list and you realize you're thrown off. You were distracted because you weren't organized. That to-do list goes on the top of everything, whether you have a little bin to the side. You know, have order. And even in your workspace, in your room, you know, put a sign on your door if you're in a little office space, or, you know, separate it off. You know, people come in and out, let them know. You know, text them, remind them, look, you know, I'm not here. You know, whatever you got going on, you deal with it. Handle it, call somebody else, you know, or, you know, I've talked to so-and-so and they're going to pick the kids up today, or whatever the case may be. But you need to get your day organized before it even gets started. And Mondays are really the best days to do that. A lot of jobs, a lot of businesses, a lot of organizations and operations happen on Mondays, first day of the week. Usually people are off on Sundays, you know, of course, hospitals and prison systems and warehouses, they don't care. But, you know, the normal 9-to-5 or Monday through Friday, banker's hours, as they say, you know, this is the first day of the week. So did you start off the first day of your week unorganized? You know, did you have, you know, your space not cleaned off? So it's very important to have your workspace, even with your life, to have as little distractions as possible during the day. Of course, create your to-do list. That's the most important way to stay productive. The second thing we're going to talk about is your emails. We talked about social media, how things pop up and it clicks at you, beep at you, may even play you a song. You know, you may let it play because it's your favorite jingle or whatever, but you get distracted. And so those are distractions that we face on a daily basis. Many people could spend their entire day, you know, reading through emails and going through the text. I know I've done it some days where I don't feel well and I've decided to just stay in the bed and not turn my computer on. But guess what? My phone, my tablet is all hooked up to my emails and it's hooked up to my social media. And I get distracted. People will call, you know, haven't talked to you. Hey, are you okay? And it's wonderful. I'm not saying it's not good, but people, you know, you don't want people checking on you. But you just want to make sure that you keep that at a minimum, or you can text them back and say, you know, hey, yeah, I'm good, I'm resting today. Some of the things that I may say, I may chit-chat with you, but If it's an off day for me, then schedule that also. If it's an off day for me, then I'm off. I'm literally not doing anything. I'm not talking to anybody. I'm not in a bad mood, but I may just text some people and say, look, I'm just not talking today. I'm kind of spending my quiet time, downtime. It's very important that you get that. So make sure that you keep your emails incredibly appropriate for the section that you're in, the time that you're in. Schedule the time that you check your personal emails. If you're at work, the only email that needs to be open is your work-related email. Keep them separated. A lot of people lump off their social medias, their personal emails, and make it also their business. And so you got all kind of stuff going in there. It's popping in your spam. You're missing stuff. You know, maybe you're missing customers or prospects, people who have opted into your website. They're sending you an email or something. You don't get it because you got personal, and it's kicking everything to junk. So if you have specifically for work, have that email specifically connected to your business, whatever it is that you do, Mary Kay, Avon, DirecTV Dish, no matter what it is, whatever your business is, have a separate email that it sends into that little box for you so that when you see it, whatever hits that opens up, you know, whether it's junk or spam, check it anyway because it may be someone that you're not connected with, that's not in your contact list. And these days, if you have Gmail, it will kick it out to spam or junk if their person is not a part of your email already, if you haven't made it part of your conversation. So make sure you put that into play and you keep track of those things. You know, let the spam be spam. Empty that box out at the end of the day. If it's junk, get rid of it so it doesn't stack up on you. Daily, make sure you do these things because email can be a distraction. So schedule that email time. If you're going to look at your personal, schedule a time, maybe in the late evenings before you go to bed, you know, you're looking through your stuff or whatever. But keep an eye on it. You know, if the night before, you know, Sunday night, you're looking at it, you're getting ready for Mondays, if you see maybe a business email in your personal, maybe a friend sent you something, like happened to me Sunday, my cousin, she actually inboxed me on Facebook. We were on our way to Houston. And she was like, hey, I got somebody I need you to talk to. You have a minute. And I was like, sure. She's like, I got them on the phone right now. I was like, you, girl, what? Bring them on. So that was a really good thing. But it just so happens that I looked down because that was my downtime. I was on my way to a business opportunity meeting, riding with a partner. And, you know, we were just conversing about some of the things we wanted to do on the way up there and, you know, working with our team. And so, but I happened to see it. So it was business, even though it was in a personal. It was business related, so I didn't miss out on that customer. So that was a great thing. Followed up this morning with it, you know, so you've got to keep that to-do list updated daily because there's always something to do. Those of you who are single moms, maybe you're at home mom, you're a homemaker, but be just that. Be a homemaker. You cooking, you cleaning. People cleaning this morning, just cleaning off stuff and throwing stuff in the toy box. You got a bathroom, you got a dust. Pull some stuff off the wall, off the shelves. You know, dust those countertops and wipe them down and clean your house, especially if you have pets. You know, you want to make sure that your child is living in a healthy, clean environment. You got dog hair all over the place, fleas, ticks, whatever the case may be. You want to make sure your home is clean. You know, it's just important. You got outside, you got, y'all do know dust is dead skin cells, right, that's just floating around and landed, and you got that all over the place. Wipe down the toilet seat, clean out your tub. These are things that require scheduled time because it can't, you got to mess up to clean up sometimes. And I tell my kids that, they're like, Mom, that's crazy. But it's true. So check those emails, get yourself productive, make your to-do list, you know, and keep your personal programs closed. Keep them closed if you're working, if you're on the clock. So that keeps you productive, all right? So thirdly, I'm already at 15 minutes, and I said I wasn't going to keep that long. Okay, but thirdly, it's not long. This is the last point I want to make. It's the instant messages, which is what I was talking about even with the emails, because social media is nowadays connected to everything. Your LinkedIn, Instagram, everything is connected now. So you get all this stuff at one time, and you can get bombarded with personal. You can get sucked into some crazy. So be careful with all of that. But the instant messages can be productive, but at the same time, it can be a very huge distraction. So I want you to stay focused. Also, to find yourself distracted with an instant message, consider making the settings. There's some settings on there. Just go into your account, click the settings, and you can turn those settings on and off, when to start, when to stop, so that you don't get distracted, even early in the morning. Sometimes, you know, my Twitter and everything start beeping at me, popping, and let me know, you know, you got emails, you got social media, you got all this stuff. My phone starts chirping and ringing and dinging and everything at 7 o'clock in the morning because I know, okay, I need to get up. at least wake up to try to get myself mobile and move around depending on what type of day I have. I will already pre-know it. The school's getting ready to start for me, like I said, on next Monday. So I will have homework assignments, tests, exams, plus my shows. And then, of course, we have praise dancing. It's getting ready to kick back up. My exercise class is getting ready to kick back up. And I'm just moving forward. But, ladies and gentlemen, these activities are challenging. So I wanted to say to those of you who say you don't have the time, you don't feel well, you're tired or whatever, I have what they call mitochondrial myopathy. And it's a form of MS. And I get tired easily. Sometimes I'm out of breath. There are days I can't even open my eye, can't see. Your vision is starting to fade, So your distractions of life can get to you. And this is one of the things that I'm telling you. You got to be prepared for the success that you want, because there are going to be obstacles thrown in your way all the time. We can't get distracted by the things of life. And so prepare for that. And that's, do your to-do list. Keep your schedule down. You got a business. Even with church, a lot of times people feel, I know my sister, she's an executive assistant or executive at the church. And people will call her and just, chit-chat or come over and sit around and hang out. And, my sister's like, she doesn't want to be rude. I probably put her business out there like that. But I'm just saying, I'll say it for her. But people need to respect that. That's her job. That's like her place of business. And we have to really be careful how we bombard people with their personal time just because we don't feel that it's a real job. Some people won't tell you no or can't tell you no, but more than likely is that they just won't. They can, they just won't, because they want to be able to help you. But be respectful and mindful of people who so-called don't have a 9-to-5 or job, because they have work, they have responsibilities, they have deadlines just like anybody else. I should say myself too. I'm writing my other books and editing it myself. I really want to make sure that this book is really good. It's a mystery. I want to keep people intrigued. I want to be able to learn some of the things on how to offer it on another level. I've got to edit my personal websites. I do my own editing. I do my own building of websites. So it's just things that I have going on my own, but, we want to be able to build others. So these are some things you got to have a scheduling down. You got to have a plan, because if you're not organized, your day can get away from you very, very quickly. And the next thing you know, you're out of time. And so we need to schedule it. Use your devices, ladies and gentlemen, your phones. If you have a Google account, of course, your scheduler. If you put something in your calendar on your phone, it will go to your other devices. So it'll pop up in your phone email. It'll pop up in your tablet, and it'll send you. It'll do whatever you ask it to do, and it'll go wherever you want it to go, even if you want to schedule and invite other people. So use those devices. They're smart. They're called smartphones and devices for a reason. And so make life easier for yourself so you don't forget things, doctor's appointments. It doesn't matter if your kids have an event or, something. Set your alarm. I have an iPod. It's an older one, and I'm very, very old. It's only like 4 or 6, 4 or 8 gig. I don't even remember. This is very old, but I can't even, the apps won't even update. It's that old. But I use it for my alarm. Of course, I have phone numbers and emails in there, so the day that it does go down on me, I'm done. But it's music on there that I can't pull off of it because that is so old, it won't sync. And if I update it, it's going to wipe out everything, because y'all know how Apple products are. So I just use it for, like, when I'm running or exercising, or if I'm traveling and on a plane or sitting in the airport or riding a bus, whatever the case may be, waiting on somebody. I could put that in my ears, or while even at school sometimes in the computer lab. I'm listening to some music because the clitter-clatter around me kind of gets distracting. And so it just keeps me focused, because I have my Pilates music on there. I have music that's just music. It helps to keep your mind focused, because if you got music with words, I don't care what anybody says, you got the TV going, you got music going, you cannot comprehend what you're there to comprehend if you're a student. You need to be able to understand and hear whatever you're there to learn, okay? And a lot of people say it helps me to study, having music out, but that's a distraction part of your brain. Absorb what needs to be absorbed. You're learning. Abilities are being altered because you've got too many things going into your head at the same time. And even when you're going to bed at night, maybe you can put your teacher's lectures on and let it play while you're sleeping. Stuff that you'd be surprised what the brain absorbs while you're resting. But you want to free your mind. You want the rest time to be your rest time, and you want it to be ready for the next day. And that's why a lot of times we're tired. We watch TV while we're in the bed, before we go to bed. And so, of course, it keeps your mind busy. You want to free it. Say your prayers. Ask God to give you the rest that you need for your next day. but prepare for the things that you want. We ask God for so much, but it's work to be successful, no matter what level it is. You know, success is whatever God deems you've done well. That's success. And some people feel like, you know, what I'm doing is not successful. I'm successful at accomplishing a lot of things. I've hurt over a lot of hurdles and obstacles. We look at the triumph, but my goal is not to be an Olympian, because I knew I wasn't going to make it, you know, back in the 60s and 70s. Black folks going to Olympics for some of the things that they're winning now. He's just like I said, they didn't even want you swimming in the same pool. You know, if you want to clear out a swimming pool, go jump in the water with somebody, and then the kids would just get out. You know, we went to the YMCA, we had a swimming pool to ourselves, so people would just get out the water. It was just amazing. It was just not a good amazing, but it was just funny how people were back then. And even now, it happens even now, because racism is just there. I think people do it. They don't even think about it. It's just something that happens. But we need to be mindful to know we're just people of God, and just stop being distracted by a person's color. But anyway, those are the things that I need you to stay focused on in order to prepare for your success. So I'm going to go quickly through them. You know, stay organized, schedule your time, you know, with your life around your schedule and your work. Those of you who work from home at organizations and et cetera, you know, put your to-do list together. Number two is to control your emails. Open only that is about business. Don't get caught up in your own social media or your own personal emails. Don't open them up. You know, schedule those times and keep that productivity high by focusing only on your work at that time and the time schedule that you have set for yourself. And then lastly, number three is to your instant messaging, which is also your social media. It's connected, your Twitter, Instagram, whatever it is, even your LinkedIn. You know, that's business related, but a lot of times people, I'm noticing a lot of individuals will inbox you in LinkedIn, and it's personal. I've had people try to holler at me, you know, just give my phone number, you know, try to call for a date and stuff, and I just, you know, get frustrated, because LinkedIn is not even a professional site anymore. A lot of people are looking at social media as just that, as a way to meet and connect with people for spouses and even just a hookup. So we need to stop that. Stay focused on why you are wherever it is you are. Prepare for your success. So those obstacles will come. People will distract you with different things. You know, hey, you know, can I get your number? Maybe you haven't dated in a while and that person looks pretty good and you want to give them a try. No, stay focused on the things that you have prepared. And if that person is for you, then they will approach you appropriately. So especially if you're a woman of God, and ladies and gentlemen, that y'all know here, we do empowerment through Christ. So I'm going to give you a scripture for today in 2 Corinthians 11:3. Fear lest by any means, as the serpent beguiles Eve through his subtleties. Okay? The serpent is the enemy. He beguiles. He gets her attention. He's distracting her. So your mind should be corrupted from the simplicity that is in Christ. So the little things in life, the simple things in life that are there, the enemy can make those simple things so large, and it'll make you so distracted that you can't be focused. Be empowered and realize that within the lies of trying to be perfect, within those lies, there's rules, there's guidelines that go with everything. Okay, so prepare for your success. Carry out the commands that God has for you, and then be obedient. Be obedient and faithful in the things that God has for you. I'm Madeline Bass. This is Empowering Your Mind, and we want to keep it real daily by creating greater lifestyles, by changing our status and raising our standards. God bless.
It's like you're looking through a telescope. You see where you're going to be. Growing, getting better. You're not the person they see. Can't be mad at the things you've been through, because they built your love through. Now you're stronger than you've ever been. They can't stop your hustle. Your faith ain't never small. That's what brought you this far. Oh, yeah. See, you got your dreams and you got your prayers and you got your God. He gonna take you home. See, everybody has a season, and I believe this hit the floor.